Over the past decade or so, it has become increasingly difficult for overseas musicians without well-established reputations in the U.S. to get permission to travel here for work. However, as WRTI's Jim Cotter reports, when a powerhouse such as the Philadelphia Orchestra wants a particular soloist, they usually get their way.
It's chicken and egg for non-U.S.-based musicians. Unless they have already proven their artistic merit to the State Department or have U.S. representation, it's difficult to get a work visa. American music lovers should care about this because in practice we're being denied the opportunity to hear many fine performers. Pianist Eric Lesage says the changing media climate has also changed the way artists become more widely recognized.
Now if YouTube is perhaps a bit different, but 10 years ago, 15 years ago, it was with recordings. So this kind of makes you a reputation, you know, if you have a good review with this kind of repertoire. And of course for us pianists, we have so huge repertoire, you cannot play everything. So you have to consider to select some piece of repertoire where you think you have the best.
Lesage, who's widely regarded in Europe as one of the finest pianists of his generation, has gained renown for his interpretations of the music of Robert Schumann and great French repertoire, especially the works of Francis Poulenc.
This music, you have to defend it in a good way, because it's a very not very difficult music in the way technical, but it's very difficult music in the way of style. So it's a fragile.
In
sense, you have to have the right style to play it.
Eric Lesage was in town recently to perform Poulenc's Aubade, a jazz age ballet piano concerto hybrid with the Philadelphia Orchestra and Philadanko.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.